And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. My name is Greg Mangarelli, and I'm the mayor of the city of Prescott and today's host. We have a great show for you today. We'll be speaking to Dr. Robin Sabata, newly appointed director of the Prescott Municipal Airport. We also will talk to my friend Ken Foote, a local business leader and active member of the Airport Advisory Committee. We'll be right back.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Much like the weather, your life could change at the drop of a hat. Don't be caught unprepared. You don't know what will happen tomorrow, but no matter what happens, you can make sure your loved ones are provided for with a life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance. Meet with a local independent agent and secure a policy now to rest easy knowing you're protecting the ones you love.
Give the team at your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance a call today at 445-4600. To find out more or to get a home, auto, or pet insurance quote, visit housechilson.com.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
What's that you say? There's nothing like homegrown fresh eggs. But aren't you a little small for that? Didn't you leave out the part about going home with a nice family, getting through your teenage stage, and then laying the best eggs anywhere, and you say Olson's is the best place to get you? But they have 39 years of experience selling healthy baby chicks, and the knowledge and all the stuff to help your new family keep you healthy. This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. It's amazing what you find out when you speak to the experts. The first thing you'll need to do is to go online to olsonsfamily.com and click on events. Once there, you'll see dates for Olson's how-to chick seminars at each one of our five stores. You can even sign up online. By coming to the seminars, you'll get the first peek at the arrival dates, breeds, and quantities of your new baby chicks. A few months later, you'll be eating the best eggs you've ever tasted. The experts and newbies trust Olson's. We think local, we speak local, and we care local.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli.
Welcome, everybody, and I'd like to introduce our first guest on Talk of the Town today, Dr. Robin Sabata. She's the director of the Prescott Municipal Airport. And Dr. Sabata is the founding chair and professor for the School of Business at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. She has 17 years in aviation aerospace-focused education, training, and research, and is the founding chair of the ERAU, Prescott School of Business, which offers 12 undergraduate business degree program combinations, ranging from aviation business administration to forensic accounting and fraud examination. Before joining Embry-Riddle, Dr. Sabata was a business technical consultant to NASA and served on the Journal of Aviation Aerospace Perspectives Board of Editors. For 4 years, she served as the commissioner on the Arizona Aerospace and Defense Commission, where she chaired Arizona's Unmanned Aircraft System Arizona Advisory Committee. She's an accredited airport executive, is the co-author of several books, including The Administration of Public Airports, as well as numerous other airport aviation publications. Dr. Robin Sabata also served on several transportation research board panels covering a variety of airport-related subjects. She holds a Ph.D. in public administration from Arizona State University, MBA in aviation from Embry-Riddle, and a B.S. degree from Grand Valley State University, majoring in public relations, advertising, and political science. During her tenure with ERAU, Dr. Sabata has served in several capacities in support of the Prescott Municipal Airport. So she is very familiar with the airport. Welcome, Robin, to the program. That's a long bio.
I'm sorry about that. Thank you so much, man.
No, this is great. You know, a couple things just in your bio there. I was real privileged to go to the opening of the School of Business. What a great celebration that was, and you had to be very pleased to see that open recently.
That was very exciting. We really had a lot of support from the community, and, of course, the students and our alumni throughout the country and throughout the world have been waiting for this moment for over a decade.
No, I was so glad I could be there to celebrate with you guys. And then NASA's on here. That's amazing. That's not a typo, right?
No. It was, I was over there. I actually started there as a fellowship, and it was in the middle of my time with Embry-Riddle.
Okay.
And after I left there, that was NASA Dryden, now known as NASA Armstrong Flight Research Center in California. And so, yeah, that was a great time. It was business development, and I stayed on for about 2 years under contract after that with
awesome.
NASA.
Awesome. Oh, that's awesome. Well, look, as we get into this, Robin, I am so pleased to have you on our staff. You're so well qualified. You're passionate about our airport. You're familiar with our airport, and we could not have a better person for the job. And so welcome aboard to the city staff, and look forward to what you're going to do. So tell us, you know, there's a lot here in this bio, but tell us a little bit more about yourself, your background, and just your interest in serving our airport.
Oh, well, certainly. Actually, prior to my time in academia, I worked at five airports. Mm-hmm. And so my experience includes 15 years at five different airports, three commercial service, two general aviation airports. So I've had a lot of time in administration, operations, safety and security, public relations. Mm. In those days, I would respond to emergencies, bomb threats, alerts, oversee major construction jobs, interface with the tenants. So I've had a great career in airports, and while I love the academic part of my career, mm-hmm. I have a great love for airports. So it's so fun to return.
Yeah, that's neat that you kind of get this opportunity to have some hands-on. So tell us more about the transition to full-time at the airport. How long can we expect you to be in this capacity? I know you're kind of on loan from Embry-Riddle.
Yeah.
So thank you, Chancellor Ayers.
Well, yes. Actually, I began this position in January, and the agreement was that I'll be part-time here and part-time with Embry-Riddle till the end of the semester. There's a lot to do out at the airport, and we're making a lot of progress already. So I'm spending about 3 days a week at the airport and 3 days a week working at university activities. Of course, the airport's open 7 days a week, so I'm spending plenty of time on the weekend getting refamiliarized with the airfield.
Mm-hmm.
And I expect to transition to full-time in May, and then my exit will be sometime in the summer of 2019. So when it's all said and done, it's around 20 months, just shy of 2 years.
Yeah. No, that's great. I understand what it's like to wear a couple different hats. We were talking about that before we got on the air, and I appreciate you being willing to do that to stay, you know, busy at Embry-Riddle with the semester that you're in, but also starting with the airport to kind of hit the ground running, so to speak. So tell us a little bit more about the work you did for Embry-Riddle. You know, what do you do there exactly in the School of Business and other areas? And then how does that overlap with the airport?
Well, I'm the founding chair of the School of Business. And as you just mentioned, we had the wonderful launch just last month, which was such an exciting affair. During the time that I was in academia, not only did I build this program essentially from scratch, so we had no business program when I arrived, and we built it to the 12 degree program combinations. a fun time. We have so many great offerings for students. We actually built the school to about 170 majors and about 250 minors.
Wow.
It's one of the most popular minors on campuses to get a business minor. So we have engineering students, aeronautical science students, global security and intelligence studies students, all interested in also having that business piece. During my time in academia, also, I'm often called into industry service. So I've been on four transportation research board panels focusing on airports. Mm-hmm. So terminal design was one of them. Common use equipment at terminal, which is sort of the equipment that's shared by all the airlines to make it more efficient. Also looked at social media use for customer engagement at airports. So that was part of my experience. And to keep engaged with industry, we have student teams that often go out and have industry clients or government clients. So we've had student teams over the years that have had jobs with a variety of airports, from Seattle Tacoma to Denver International, Las Vegas McCarran, and in this state, of course, Prescott, Mesa, and other work that we've done with other airports.
It really keeps it relevant for you and the students, right, to have those opportunities to actually do some real world, you know, things at the airport and get engaged that way and kind of, you know, keep in touch with what's going on in the airports. And I am appreciative too of just the work the students, you know, over the years, you've had some different groups of students help us with some studies and some different things like that with the airport, which is always great for them and for us, a great relationship.
It really is. That experiential learning helps them take the classroom knowledge, and when, once they apply it, it memorializes it.
Right.
So I think that's a great part of what we do at Embry-Riddle, that heavy connection with industry, and frankly, our employment rates show it. Our average employment rate of our graduating business students is over 90%. We had one student who was offered more than eight jobs as she was graduating. And to have that kind of opportunity for the students makes all the faculty proud.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think for me, I've heard that from Chancellor Ayers before. And as a parent, I'm thinking, gosh, this is a great situation for my child to be at this institution because the rate of placement, in many cases, he was telling me with some majors, they're offered like their junior year a job following, you know, their education. It's just amazing.
Actually, we do have that program right now with Boeing. We have we're one of the top 20 schools in the nation that's a Boeing-focused school for supply chain. And that was a pretty rigorous process that we went through. And what they do is they come to our campus and they come ready to offer very nicely compensated internships for the summer. And at the close of the internship, our average has been 83% conversion to full-time employment, which means they come back to campus. They've got a whole year left and they've got a job offer in hand, which is remarkable.
Oh, that's amazing. That's such a good situation for your students to be in, to have that kind of demand. Well, let me shift over to our airport. And, you know, you've had a few days to be on the job here, a few weeks. What do you hope to accomplish?
Oh, well, obviously we want to seek additional economic development at the airport. It's a robust generator for the community. We want to increase revenues. We'd like to see jobs increase. And part of that is we're improving airport facilities, and so we're investing in our facilities, and that's an economic generator in itself. Just to give you an example, we have a major construction project. It's a renovation of our major runway, associated taxiways, and elimination of what we call a hot spot, which is a runway incursion area. And so that's about $6.1 million. The local match is only $150,000.
Nice.
The rest of it, which is 97.5%, is paid for by the state and the federal government. That's a fabulous economic generator.
I like that.
It is. We also want to increase regionalization. We want our partners, the surrounding communities, to also see the value of our airport. So this will be part of what I'll do is additional outreach and engaging them and seeing what their needs are in a progressive future airport. The other thing is I really like to enhance air service. Folks would like to see perhaps larger aircraft, more choice of destinations, frankly, better passenger comfort and reliability. So right now I'm working on some promising leads for air service development, and I think those will unfold over the next year.
Yeah, no, that's great, Rob, and I really am excited about that piece, and I hope after this next break we could talk a little bit more about what that looks like, kind of the steps involved to getting there, and what that means for our citizens and kind of our hope and dream of what could happen with air service for the people of Prescott. So, well, thanks for listening in. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
We've done it again, Arizona. Cliff Castle Casino has been voted number one casino in the state for 19 years in a row. To celebrate, we're giving away cash and free play. For 10 days starting February 15th, each day you'll get $19 in free play after earning 190 points. On Sunday, February 25th, we're giving away $1,900 cash every hour from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. And at 9 p.m., one lucky guest will win $19,000 cash. Thanks for making Cliff Castle Casino number one and the perfect place to play. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for details.
Hey everybody, this is Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, which now includes plumbing.
Freezing and thawing can get your pipes leaking.
So check under your sinks and see if you see any drippage.
Drippage? Now that's a fancy word.
Yep, right out of the Plum and Plumber Dictionary.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
See a plumbing leak? Then see Gettle's for heating, air conditioning, and plumbing. Visit GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle, get Gettle's.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Valentine's Day is gone, but Augie's Restaurant has a sweetheart of a deal for you at happy hour. Augie's appetizers, colossal shrimp cocktail, grilled artichoke, wonderful wings, and Chef Joel's special negamaki. Sushi wrapped in beef rather than rice, served in a hot skillet. All discounted along with specially priced drinks from 4 to 7, 7 days a week. Happy hour at Augie's, one more reason to visit. The place to dine on Highway 69. Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. This is your mayor, Greg Mangarelli, and we're talking with Dr. Robin Sabata, who is our newly appointed director of the Prescott Municipal Airport. And before the break, we kind of talked some about increasing our commercial air service and kind of what we could do to have more routes and maybe a little more comfort, and so we're excited to kind of start taking those steps towards that. And Robin, let's talk a little bit about what that might look like. Like, what do we need to do next, or what are we engaged in right now with this study that'll kind of help us move in that direction?
Sure. So what we're looking at right now is we have a rebid that's probably going to occur for our air service sometime in August or September. Mm-hmm. And so we're preparing for that rebid. Ultimately, a decision would be made in December, either the existing carrier or another potential carrier. And the service then would start in the following April. So that's our timeline. So we thought in order to be prepared for this, what we did is we conducted what's called a leakage study. A leakage study is
it's kind of a funny name.
Yeah, it actually is, isn't it? What it is essentially we look at folks from certain zip codes and through the clearinghouse of all the airline tickets, and we can see what the patterns of travel are for individuals who purchased a ticket with this zip code and where they went, the departure airport as well as the arrival airport. Mm-hmm. It helps us determine what the desirable air service is for the folks who live in this community and our surrounding communities.
So it tells you how many people in a year were traveling through these airports, probably primarily Sky Harbor, but it also tells you where they're going?
Yes, actually, we can determine those types of patterns of activity. And also, it's really helpful because Sky Harbor isn't necessarily the only airport. Mm-hmm. You'll talk to some other people from the community, and they'll actually consider going to Las Vegas, for example, mm-hmm. and flying out of there to get a better fare to, say, Europe. So people have a choice of facilities, and so we'll look at those travel behaviors.
Right. So this study will be helpful when you're trying to get a new carrier in so they can see what the potential is for business.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, they suspect there's really strong potential, again, to the California coast. When we've talked to prospective carriers, they're real excited about the Prescott market. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we're looking more at regional service, but what we're looking for is maybe slightly larger aircraft, obviously, with little bit better comfort for the passenger. Jet aircraft, obviously, would be nice. So those are some of the things we're hoping to be able to accomplish.
Right. And from what I understand, some of the limitation we have is just the length of our current runway and the summertime with the heat and our elevation. And there's a lot of different factors that limit kind of the size of jet that we can have on our runway.
That's very true. Or if the jet size, obviously, it can be maximized. Obviously, we have to look at things like maybe they would go to shorter destinations so that you could relieve some fuel. And that way you'd be able to maximize the number of passengers on board the aircraft. That's what we're having to do right now with the shorter runway.
Yeah.
Ideally, what we're looking at is probably 9,900 feet. The master plan is looking at 9,100 feet. So these discussions are ongoing. Certainly, based on the aircraft type of prospective carriers, we'd be somewhere in that range.
Yeah, no, that's good. You mentioned the master plan, Robin. Let's talk a little bit about that. Have you been involved with the master plan? And if so, what do you know, or how's that coming along? And I know you haven't been with us very long, but what do you know about the master plan?
Well, actually, I've been on many committees over the last several years. I was on the ad hoc mayor's committee for the development of the airport several years ago. And I've been very interested in supporting the airport for many years. So I did assist with selection of the master plan consultant, and now I'm on the master plan committee until I took on this position, and I have a different role on that committee now.
Sure. Yeah. Well, and we've had lots of different master plans. We've done a lot of planning over the years, and you know, I'm the next mayor talking about we're going to improve the airport. But I really do feel encouraged with your leadership in place with this study and the opportunity to go with this RFP. I really think that I'm hopeful. And I'd like to hear from you as well, kind of what you think in the next year or two that you might see as your vision or what could happen.
Well, actually, in the next couple of years, I am hopeful we get the new air service. The continued economic development that the airport can generate really needs to be brought into fruition. Mm-hmm. This is going to be reaching out to businesses that might want to operate at the airport. This is also talking about doing additional construction projects with the help of those federal and state grants. Mm-hmm. I think the regionalization issue is really important. When you look at the Prescott Valley Events Center and you say, what type of acts or talent will they be booking in there? And will they want to have convenient access to air transportation, whether it's for shipment of people or maybe bringing in displays or goods or things like that? We have to have the airport that meets the needs of the community. So I think what I really appreciate in your leadership is you said there is a regional approach here. Mm-hmm. There are many communities, the town of Chino Valley, Dewey, Mayer, and many around us that could benefit from this airport, and that's part of my goal is to increase that outreach.
No, I appreciate that, and we share that in common, Robin, where we do need to make sure that everybody is at the table, whether it be the county, Chino Valley, Prescott Valley, Dewey, Humboldt, and I know those municipalities want to use the airport, want to be involved. I don't know exactly what regionalization looks like. I toss that term around a little bit, but I do know that we want them at the table. We want them to be involved, and so as this plan develops, we want to have them involved and giving their input. I know even with your airport committee, the airport advisory committee, which I attended earlier this week, there was mention as well to have those folks at the table, which I think is great.
And I think that's going to be important as we move forward. Knowing the needs of the community is really going to be a key for us developing an airport that meets all of those needs. And we've got so much activity that's going on there right now. We've got multiple flight schools. Of course, mm-hmm. Embry-Riddle is an anchor tenant that's right. doing wonderfully. The growth on the campus has been exponential over the last several years. We have a general aviation community that's super vibrant, a great fixed-based operator, and we even have a restaurant. And so come on out. And then with the additional commercial flights that we have, we've got a real jewel there.
Right.
And we just need to make sure that this hidden gem is recognized.
Yeah, you know, I think that's important, Robin. I'm glad we have you on the radio today, and we're going to have Ken here in a little bit come on. But I don't think a lot of people know much about the airport. Maybe they've not been there before. So I think it's important for us to really invite the public out to the airport, and maybe there's some ways we can get them more involved.
Well, certainly we'll want to see them for Wings Out West in October. We're going to have a fabulous air show. It's a celebratory event. It's the 40th anniversary for Embry-Riddle. So as a result, we'd like to see folks come out and enjoy the air show, enjoy the fireworks. It's going to be a great celebration. But yes, we will also have additional events where we'll invite the community out. And one thing people don't know about me is that I have a PhD that had a dissertation focused in aviation noise. And so one thing I am really familiar with is the importance of understanding the impact of aviation on the community. Mm-hmm. So folks are welcome to give me a call. We can chat. And I'd like to make sure that people know that we're aware that being a good community partner is a priority for us.
Yeah, no, that is important that we get along with everybody around the airport up there. The Wings Out West event I went to last year, and it was an amazing event. And I would encourage people to put that on their calendars for October to bring the family out. It was a lot of fun and a unique experience, a great way to see the airport and to kind of experience the airport in a fun way with the amazing air show. What am I missing here? What other items should we talk about here, Robin, in regard to the airport?
I have to thank the amazing dedicated staff. They're great. Assistant Director Jessie Baker, she's been in the role for 6 months carrying the airport through this time. Mm-hmm. We also have a new operations and maintenance supervisor, Doug Whitney, who's come on board from Chandler Municipal Airport. Mm-hmm. So we've got some great talent from the state here in Prescott. I think we're going to see a real amazing time of transition, particularly with your leadership, with the city council and the city manager. I think we're seeing a real pathway forward.
Yeah, no, I would agree. We have a great council. They're very airport friendly or supportive, and that's really helpful. I understand that there are municipalities that don't have that kind of support, which kind of surprises me a little bit. But I think we do, as a council, have great leadership and understand the importance of the airport. You know, when I was campaigning, Robin, I talked about the fact that we don't have an interstate, we don't have a port, and we really don't have a railroad. And so the airport is really our way forward in terms of transportation. And I was thinking earlier when we were talking about expanding our commercial opportunities, I am concerned about I-17 at times. I know a lot of my friends who now they go down the night before because they're concerned about I-17 and just accidents and traffic and things that are happening to get yourself from here to Sky Harbor. And so for that reason as well, I think it's going to be a great benefit to our citizens to have more opportunities to fly commercially out of Prescott.
Absolutely. There is an urban sprawl at the north end of Phoenix, and we know that the traffic is bound to continue to increase. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it's pretty treacherous going down 17. Mm-hmm. So I think the trip is going to get longer and longer down to Phoenix. I do think we really have an obligation and an opportunity to provide the community with great air service and to meet the needs that we can at this level, which is the regional service into the other airports that they'd like to go. So I'm really looking forward to seeing the results of this leakage study. It'll be a lot of fun, and perhaps we can get back together and chat about it when we get the results.
I would love to, yeah. I appreciate Harry Oberg's leadership as the previous mayor who kind of really got this started. And handed that off to me, and I wanted to make sure that we got that done, and I appreciate your leadership making sure that we follow through with that study, and I do. I'm very hopeful with the results of that study. Well, thank you so much for being on today and for sharing more about the airport. I learn something new every time I go out there and look forward to your leadership. So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, I will welcome my friend Ken Foote, who's actively involved in the Prescott Municipal Airport through the Airport Advisory Committee. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
by the view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV,
bringing family and lifestyles together.
Napa Know-How.
Keeping it simple is usually a good thing. And when it comes to rewards programs, keeping it simple is always a good thing. That's why we made the Napa Rewards Program effortless. All you need is your phone number to start saving on the parts and tools you need. Then we automatically give you $5 off your next purchase for every $100 you spend. So start saving today with Napa Rewards. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
The Celebrate Life Health Expo 2018, sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, is on its way to Prescott Valley. Join us Saturday, March 3rd, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at our new venue, the Prescott Valley Events Center, 3201 North Main Street. Rain or shine, the Indoor Event Center will be your one-stop location to learn all about health and wellness in the Quad Cities. You'll find a wide variety of information, activities, health screenings, and demonstrations for everyone, young families and older adults as well. And while you're there, you can meet the Northern Arizona Suns basketball players. Our own NBA G League team will be on hand for autographs, photos, and even a practice scrimmage. Grab a game schedule and a few Suns giveaways too. Bring the whole family to the Celebrate Life Health Expo 2018 at the Prescott Valley Events Center, Saturday, March 3rd from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Wednesday evening. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. Two drivers have been taken to the hospital following a four-vehicle accident on Highway 69. According to Prescott Fire Department spokesman Conrad Jackson, yesterday morning around 10, a car driven by a man in his 80s ended up crossing a median and hit a pickup truck waiting in the turn lane at Prescott Lakes Parkway. The impact to the truck was so hard, it pushed backwards into a vehicle behind it. A second car sustained front-end damage from the accident. The driver of that car, a woman in her 60s, was taken to Yavapai Regional Medical Center for treatment of her injuries, which weren't serious. The man in the first car was taken to YRMC, but after it was determined his injuries were life-threatening, he was flown to a Phoenix Trauma Center. Traffic at that intersection was affected for over an hour. The Cottonwood Police Department is warning residents of an IRS scam.
The department's communication centers received several calls from residents regarding the scam. The way it works is scammers generate a fake telephone number that originates in Washington, D.C. This is referred to as spoofing. The automated message informs the victim they have filed a fraudulent tax return and need to call the phone number provided in the message immediately or they could go to jail. According to Cottonwood Police Sergeant Monica Colt, many of the citizens who reported it knew it was a scam but wanted to let police know. If the IRS has business with you, they won't call you. They will notify you by mail and won't demand immediate payment using a specific method, threaten to bring police, or demand you pay taxes without an opportunity to question or appeal the amount you owe. For more information, visit IRS.gov. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Partly cloudy tonight, breezy tomorrow, and a chance of snow around Friday. Expect an overnight low of 22 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 39 tomorrow and a high of 34 on Friday. 27 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Thursday of 51 and a high on Friday of 43. Talk of the Town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Now that it's finally cooled down outside, let's spruce up the yard. Prescott Dirt has the boulders, the rock, the topsoil. Oh yeah, we'll help you make your yard the talk of the town. I'm Sam with Prescott Dirt. We've been making the community beautiful since the early 90s with the best prices for landscaping materials along with the best service around. Come on, come see me at Prescott Dirt. We have locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley, and you can get lots of information at PrescottDirt.com.
The Baleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Baleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BaleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Baleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, your small-town feel with a big world taste in the heart of downtown Prescott.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm the mayor of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli, and you're listening to Talk of the Town. My next guest is Mr. Ken Foote. Ken is a local business owner, and he happens to be an avid pilot, a big supporter of the airport, and serves on the Airport Advisory Committee. Welcome, Ken. We appreciate you coming in to Talk of the Town today.
Thanks, Mayor. Appreciate you having me.
Well, absolutely. You know, the one thing that's not in your bio here, Ken, is you're an avid mountain biker as well. We're going to have to talk about that later in the show.
No, I'd love to. Absolutely.
We have some great trails and sometimes run into each other out there. So, well, first tell us more about yourself, your business here in Prescott.
Well, so I'm married to Christy. We actually celebrate our 15th year this coming May. I feel sorry for her. She must have done something that she got stuck there. Our two beautiful daughters, Brenna and Danielle, who are right outside the glass window looking in as we speak after I picked them up from school a moment ago. We've got a business in town that we just hit our 20th anniversary, Footwork License and Title, and got four locations now and 30-plus people on our team. And It's amazing. Time flies so quick, and you know the customers and the people we've known over the years here are just phenomenal, helping it be successful. And then I've got a new venture I'm starting up here. We open here in a couple months called the Event Spot. So in our Prescott Valley location, we've got a 4,000 square foot space that we're going to turn into an event venue. We're going to host meetings and classes and weddings and
great
reunions and parties and everything in between. So
yeah,
more to follow on that.
Yeah, good for you. I didn't know about that. Well, congratulations on Footwork's 20th anniversary. I know for me it was it's a great benefit for me to know that I can pop in there, great customer service, get things done quickly. And you added not too long ago the driver's license as well. Was that a year ago or?
Well, 2015 is when
2015.
We did it. That was literally a 12-year endeavor working with the state to get that function. And so, yeah, we've got that in three of the four offices now. It's doing really well. And I'll tell you what, it is so cool. It sounds kind of corny, but the day we opened, we had a young girl just turned 16, came in, got her driver's license, and you could just see it on her face. I mean, she was beaming when she got her license. And everybody in the room, at the time, we had Karen Fan and Noel Campbell and Mayor Kirkendall at the time and a bunch of other people. And everybody was just living vicariously through her, remembering that day when you had your ticket and your ticket to ride, so to speak. And it is really cool when you see somebody just coming to age and getting their license. So it's
That's a great story. At least you passed. I mean, you guys were probably on the edge of your seat, like, please.
We were worried about her, we're glad she passed.
That's cool. Well, how long have you been a pilot? How long have you been using the Prescott Airport?
Well, so I got my pilot's license out at the airport about 21 years ago, a little school called Sky School, which is a mom-and-pop operation. Right as you enter the field, it's on the left-hand side. Guidance Aviation now has that facility, but it was a husband and wife and their grown son, and their grown son Chuck gave me my lessons and got to fly to the airport and go through all the stuff, and you know, fortunately passed and got my ticket, and so I've been flying out there ever since, and just a lot of fun. It's the airport at this field elevation is, you know, not as easy as some of the lower fields, mm-hmm. So you get to learn a lot more. Of course, it's, you know, the fourth busiest airport in the state, which makes it, you know, you got to stay on your toes as well. I mean, it's a great place to learn and fly out.
Fourth busiest in the state. So we got a lot of A lot of flights in and out. Is it a lot with the Sky Schools and Embry-Riddle, I assume? Or,
it is, yeah. You know. So the way they count how busy an airport is actual operations. And an operation is an actual touchdown or a landing. I mean, a landing or a takeoff. And so that is mainly made up of all the flight schools. Embry-Riddle, of course, has a lion's share of that. But then there's guidance and North Air and a number of other schools out of the field. And then, of course, Legend Aviation, the Gold Star FBO that we've got on the field, they usher in a lot of larger and smaller jets that come in for business. So between the complement of all of those, it's a very busy field.
Yeah, I always look forward to when I go out there. I was out there this week to look over at Legend Aviation, and there was a really nice, I think it was a Learjet, I'm not sure, but I always love to see what Tom has parked over there, you know, with different businesses or individuals coming in and out. It's always fun to kind of see.
Well, and it's surprising. There's a lot of big jets that come in here that serve the existing businesses here in town. Mm-hmm. You know, Mr. Dillard's flies in, I think, once a month. There's a group of flying optometrists that come in, or ophthalmologists, I'm not sure which, and they come in and they touch down here, and a number of others that come through here. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, yes, somebody is looking to open a larger business in the area, that's how they get here.
Yeah.
They fly in, and usually their own aircraft, to survey the area. So it's a really easy, accessible way of getting to our area.
Yeah, Costco does that as well. I know I've heard you mention the executives come in and out as well. Well, tell me more about how your involvement kind of started to ramp up at the airport and take off more, so to speak. When did you get more involved?
Well, so way back in the early 2000s, we started the air show circuit here, and that became, I think, at the end when the air shows were in full swing, it was the second largest draw to the area. Mm-hmm. And so it was drawing people from all over the Southwest. It was drawing, I think we had counts of over 10,000 people in one day.
Wow.
Just for the air show. So I sat on a couple committees for that for a couple years, and that was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Got to see behind the scenes and how the sausage got made, so to speak, mm-hmm. at the airport. And then since then, I was asked to be on the airport users group. So I was on the board member. I was a board member for that for a year. And then I exited that, and the city reached out to me and asked me if I'd be willing to step into the capacity that I'm at now, which is the vice chair for the Airport Advisors Committee.
Yeah, so tell me more about that committee, Ken. You know, what's your role there, or what's the purpose of that committee?
Well, so the committee is it's all volunteer, and it's made up of five members from all different segments of our community. So I think I'm on there representing part of the business community and mm-hmm. also a user of the field. So Tom is actually the manager of Legend Aviation, which is the FBO. He's on the field every day and knows it like the back of his hand. Kathy DeFreitas, who is the manager for Great Lakes Air, she's on there. Jerry Kidrick, who is represents Embry-Riddle, is on there. And then General Michael Getty, who is retired, he mm-hmm. represents another position there and just kind of brings a lot of experience as well. So it's a nice complement of people with different perspectives that, you know, just kind of helps advise and bring different views to the airport.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that was great. It was good to sit in. I appreciated you inviting me this week to that committee meeting. Did you mention Steve Sishka is also the liaison?
Sorry, yeah. So Steve not on the advisor committee, but he is the official liaison from the airport to the city council. And so Steve's background in aviation, of course, really brings a lot of knowledge and really helps tie that into the city council perspective as well.
Yeah, no, it's helpful for us to have that committee functioning with Steve on there to help advise us or give us information from time to time that we need to know about the airport. And you're also really working with Dr. Robin Sabata and Jesse and those folks just to bring some perspective as well, I assume.
Well, we do. You know, it's really nice because, you know, in a lot of cases, more heads are better than one because it does bring up things that maybe one person's not going to bring up, not think about. You know, between Dr. Zavada and Jesse, they bring a lot to this. Their experience and their perspective is huge. But also bringing in five other, you know, mm-hmm. minds and thoughts, you know, you come up with some really great creative ideas that benefits the airport, which is what the whole purpose of it is.
Yeah. Highlight just maybe some of the major issues that you guys have tackled on the committee here since you've been on there.
Well, so one of the things that's always in question is, you know, does the airport pay for itself? And it's always, depending on how you look at it, it's something that, you know, we want to quantify. So what we've done is we're reaching out and we're doing an economic study. Mm-hmm. And not just the airport itself, but outside of the airport directly. So when we talk about the companies that fly in here, to service their stores, their places. There's actually a benefit to that. And if they didn't have the airport here, they may not choose the location to open up a big store, which creates jobs, which creates addition to the tax base. So we're actually doing a full analysis economic plan just to measure and see really what the airport brings outside of just the immediate financials for the airport itself. And I think that's going to be really, really telling. And once those results are in, we want to share those with the public so everybody does realize that now this is a huge gem.
Yeah, when do you expect to have that study done?
I couldn't tell you on that one. I know they're working on it. They're being very detailed with it to get good, accurate numbers. And so I don't know when that's going to come out, but soon.
No, that's really important. I'm glad you guys are working on that, Ken. I know we were kind of courting, if you will, a potential business that was looking to locate here, and they were very pleased with the condition of the airport and what we had to offer there, and particularly with the future expansion, kind of what we're talking about in terms of our vision and what we want to do moving forward. So it is, I believe, and it'll be good to quantify what the economic impact is, but I'm certain that it's a very important economic driver.
Well, you know, yesterday we had a representative that came in from the Los Angeles area. And so the Santa Monica Airport, who has been under attack for a number of years and trying to get it closed down because they want to redevelop that land and put high-rises up there and just add to the congestion that we all know and love about Los Angeles, the Southern California area. And one of the things that, you know, he mentioned was that what people don't realize that what may come in doesn't add up to what would be lost with that airport going away. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to remember the numbers, but I want to say it was $263 billion a year, something like that, a huge number that the airport contributes to the community. And so by our airport having the room around it, the area is obviously growing. the need for commercial service is on the horizon. And just the fact that, you know, there's a big segment of the community that's behind it to grow it is really empowering.
Yeah, no, that's good. Anything else that you were looking at there with, you know, main issues the committee's been addressing?
Well, you know, you touched on a little bit is one of the things that we want to do is we want to make it appealing for larger industries to come in here and add good-paying jobs. Mm-hmm. You know, as we know that is, you know, as our area grows, it's getting on the radar. And so now that we're being looked at by people that may not have looked at us 5, 10, 20 years ago, now we want to be able to attract those companies. And when they bring really nice paying jobs into our area, there's a benefit. And so we want to do what we can to, you know, appeal to those companies, show the benefits of the airport and the accessibility and the growth plans.
Yeah, no, that's good. I know that Jim Robb, who is our economic development consultant, is really working hard, Ken, to attract tech companies that might have a satellite office here. So you're talking larger companies like Microsoft or Google and having satellites here, but also tech companies that might flow from jobs created from Embry-Riddle from their cyber tech, school of cyber tech. I think these are really great, high-paying jobs, clean industry, obviously, but the airport is critical to attracting those people to our city.
It will help because, you know, you got to figure that some of these people come in from larger areas. They may move here because of all the reasons that we live here, but they may also want to go back and visit. And to be able to jump on a nice, reliable commuter and get to someplace in a couple of hours, on a whim, is a nice option to have.
Right. You even use your airplane. I know some, you know, you mentioned you have four locations. You use that, your own plane and, of course, our airport to jump around to some of your locations, I assume.
Well, we do. It's a nice time machine. And so when I want to go out and visit other locations and visit my team and see customers, or if I want to bring, one of our vendors, a computer support or something to the different locations, it's a nice quick way of doing it that doesn't eat up a whole day, and you're not caught up in traffic, and you're not, you know, worrying about some of the delays with some of the roads that could happen. So it's a great time machine, and it lets me get home for dinner, so it makes my wife happy.
And mountain biking, too.
And
right?
Mountain biking, exactly.
We're going to talk about mountain biking here in just a little bit. So we're talking to Ken Foote. He's a local business owner and an avid pilot, big supporter of the airport. He serves on the airport advisory committee. We're going to come back and talk more about the airport and hopefully some mountain biking on our great local trails. We'll be right back.
Stay warm and comfortable all winter long with Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Building, remodeling, or just making sure your heating and air conditioning is performing properly. Call Gettles and their highly trained service techs will keep your furnace system running at peak efficiency. Avoid disappointments and future regrets. Don't settle. Call Gettles. G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Visit GettlesHDM.com. Now offering plumbing repair and service.
Hosting your next party is a lot easier when you have it at Augie's. The banquet room seats up to 50 people comfortably. Augie's great menu and top-notch service assure your party's a hit. But I bet you won't miss having to shop, cook, and clean. Let Augie's team do all the work. For smaller groups, Augie's has a more intimate private dining room for parties of 4 to 8. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Frontier Village, 777-0330. The place to host your next party.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. AutoOwners Insurance, the no-problem people.
Give the team at your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance a call today at 445-4600. To find out more, or to get a home, auto, or pet insurance quote, visit housechilson.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
We've done it again, Arizona. Cliff Castle Casino has been voted number one casino in the state for 19 years in a row. To celebrate, we're giving away cash and free play. For 10 days starting February 15th, each day you'll get $19 in free play after earning 190 points. On Sunday, February 25th, we're giving away $1,900 cash every hour from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. And at 9 p.m., one lucky guest will win $19,000 cash. Thanks for making Cliff Castle Casino number one and the perfect place to play. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for details.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, and we have Ken Foote here having a great time talking about the airport, among other things. But I want to make sure we get this in here, Ken. At the committee meeting here recently I attended, you talked some about community outreach and just some opportunities for our community to really get to see the airport. So let's talk a little bit about that. What kind of opportunities might people have, or how could they go about having a tour or just seeing what's out there?
Well, thanks, Greg. So a number of years ago, there was an event that happens, and we're working on setting one up right now. It's called Young Eagles. And what it does is local pilots with their planes volunteer their time and the planes to take kids up flying and just kind of get them exposed to this, you know, this whole thing. Plants the seed. It's so much fun. The kids that I took, one kid actually, when I took him up, knew more about aerodynamics than probably me.
It was phenomenal.
It was so great. But what was really interesting was that talking to one of the parents that came through, they told me straight out, says, you know, we've never been out here before, and we've been here forever, and we've never been to the airport. And so I think what I would do is encourage people. You know, I mean, like Robin said, there's the Wings Out West every year, which is just a fantastic show. But throughout the year, there's other events that happen. And so I would encourage you to come out to the airport. I mean, call Robin or call Jesse and ask for a tour, and they can work something out. You know, there's a friend of mine, is his kids are in Scouts. And one of the prizes that they've offered the kids is if you get to a certain level and you pass a certain test, I'm going to get you out, and we're going to do a walk around on Ken's plane and do a pre-flight. Mm-hmm. And then in private, I share with them that the top winner in that class, I'll take up flying. Right. And so, you know, but there's, if you're involved in scouts or if you're involved in a school group or you're involved in any kind of community group and you want to come out and get a tour and get to know your airport, and this is your airport and not just Prescott, but Prescott Valley and Chino, the surrounding area. And this is your gem. It's right here in the middle of all of us. And, you know, come out and check it out. It's fun to see planes take off. You know, of course, everybody goes out when the fire bombers come out and watch them take off, and it's really impressive. But there's just a lot of stuff going on throughout the year that just come out and check it out. It's a fun place to hang out.
Yeah, no, that's good. So any civic groups or school groups could just call the airport, ask for Jesse or Robin, and set something up.
Yeah, Jesse and Robin are going to be killing me right now for volunteering them. But, you know, between you know, some of the groups that are out there, we'll work something out and make sure that's not overloading Jesse and Robin and her great team, because Kathy's going to be throwing darts at me here. But no, it is good. And just part of it is just getting out there and showing the airport, because most people don't realize what it does, the businesses that surround it, some of the fun stuff that happens out there. And so anything we can do to help explain and educate is really good.
Yeah, no, that's really good, Ken. You know, you mentioned the fire bombers or the Forest Service, you know, and we really need to keep in mind the many benefits of having this airport. And that's probably one of the most important, and we're going to see that here in a few months. Let's hope we don't have to have them working on a fire near us. But, you know, in the surrounding areas, this is a very important asset for the Forest Service to make sure that we're safe in fire season.
Well, well, you hit it right on the head, Greg, because, you know, when the Indian Fire happened here back, you know, a number of years ago, I remember watching the Slurry Bombers cutting a line that saved the majority of the houses.
I remember that.
On the south side of town. And then recently, you know, the Dosey fire that came through. And same thing. I mean, I've got, you know, video of the planes going right, you know, a mile from my house, setting up a barrier to protect all the homes where I live. And, you know, it doesn't just serve the Prescott area, but the entire Southwest, because it's centrally positioned and it's got a great fire base out there that can support, you know, a large complement of different planes flying out of there, and big and small fires, and it's a really necessary asset.
No, absolutely. I think people probably, for the most part, realize that. We're always reminded, you know, every spring, and this is kind of a drier winter for us, unfortunately, so hopefully we'll continue to get some rain. But, well, it's great talking about the airport. I want to shift gears. We're winding down here with just a couple minutes, and you and I both love to mountain bike. And, of course, I'm partial to my Ibis Mojo 3.
I kind of like my Pivot, but that's okay. We don't judge.
But it's always amazing to me, Ken, just the quality and number of trails that we have right out my back door. And, gosh, we're so blessed. I think sometimes I have to pinch myself and realize just what we have here in Prescott.
Well, it's funny because, you know, I've got friends down in the valley and elsewhere, and they always, they talk about, yeah, guess what? In 3 months, we're going to plan this trip up to Prescott and go ride. And we'll be out there chuckling, saying, it took us 5 minutes to get out on the trail. And where we are is, I mean, it's amazing. I mean, it is this jewel. So, well, I'll tell you what, if you can get out to any trails, hiking, biking, you know, horses, whatever the case may be, I mean, the hundreds of miles of trails that Chris Hosking and Joe Baines and the city have put together, along with the Forest Service, you know, there's something for everybody. So get out and enjoy it. And we've got a dry winter, which makes it even more accessible during the winter.
No, that's right. No, I'm glad you're encouraging everybody to get out. There's so many great trails. It's very important to explore all the great trails that we have in Prescott. Our city does a great job, along with the Forest Service, maintaining those trails and open up those opportunities. Well, Ken, thank you so much for joining me today. It was great having you and Robin on the show to learn more about the airport. And appreciate all that you do for our community and the business that you've had here for 20 years. That's all for our show today. I am the mayor of Prescott, Greg Mingarelli. And so long for now. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide, KQNA. Thanks again so much for joining us for Talk of the Town.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.